The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Fionn Davenport is back with me, the travel journalist and Lonely Planet author, and I promised he would be delivering us the ultimate guide to the Isle of Man. Fionn, I want to ask you first about food markets, because I know you and I have talked about this before, and it was on the show today. So St. Andrew's Church in Suffolk Street, they're going to make that into a little food market. Now, because it's a relatively small footprint.
The old Dublin tourist office.
Yeah, exactly. And look, it's a good idea, that deconsecrated church, fine building and all of that. But, I mean, it is one of the shortcomings of our capital city, isn't it, that there's not a proper food market?
I don't think it's an exaggeration to say it's an abnegation of our civic duty as a city that we are the only European major city not to have a food market. Like, it just seems like this ridiculous own goal, given that, one, they're incredibly popular with locals and visitors. They're a revenue generator. You know, and it's not as if we have a shortage of restaurants who are willing to put in a little outpost in a food market. It's such an obvious and easy win. It beggars belief. I think we had Gary Gannon when the three of us discussed it on. It beggars belief that we haven't got one. And it's funny, is that like you go on a city break anywhere in Europe. I've just been to Indianapolis. One of the highlights is a food market.
Yeah, Toronto. I was there recently. There's a brilliant, brilliant food market in Toronto.
And it's a great place, if anything, to just go.
I was in Boston as well. Another brilliant food market.
It's a great shorthand for getting into the heart of the city. You know, because you've got whatever it is, whether it's 10, 15, 20, 100 food purveyors. And it's just a great way. And then you watch locals sit at the communal tables and it's just a great way to get a sense of a place. Yeah. It just feels like such an obvious thing.
I think as well, the Ivy Markets near Smithfield, I mean, an amazing building when eventually it's restored, but I just think it's become a distraction.
But it can't be that or bust.
Yeah, whereas it feels a little like it's that or bust at the moment. Absolutely keep pursuing that, but there's derelict sites everywhere. And the market, the new market in Cork, the Marina Market, shows all you need is a shed. That's just a big shed.
Down by the water. And then, of course, you've got the English Market in Cork, which has been established for donkey's years. I mean, the ultimate thing, the only thing I would guard against is that what I would hope is that when it does happen is, one, is that they don't put it in so it's like, oh my God, they do this amazing artisan burger and it's only €28. Or alternatively, where it's just like really bad food, just like absolutely cynically just pitching at like the non-questioning visitor, you know? You want something, just like there's so much good food produced in the city. This is like, it's such an easy win.
Anyway, listen, we will be talking about that again, unfortunately, probably, but other delays to it. Let's talk about the Isle of Man.
Yeah,
so,
half
not
the size
much
of
I know about it.
Yeah.
Mark Cavendish, Graham Lasso, and they've got a great flag.
Tailless cats,
that's right, yes. And motorbike racing.
Huh?
Motorbike racing.
Which just finished. Yeah, the Milwaukee, it was on the Saturday, the 7th Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was the last. So it's, whatever, start on the 26th. So it's obviously the one, and paradoxically, it's the one time when you, unless you're an absolute petrol head, you don't want to go near the Isle of Man because you won't get any accommodation. The place is just rammed. Now, this is an island, as I said, roughly half the size of Longford. Like 33 miles by 15 miles across. It's tiny.
And are there flights or is it ferry?
Yeah, no. So Aer Lingus regional flights from Dublin and Belfast City. So you can get there from around £80 return. Or you can get the ferry with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company. And they run from Belfast during the summer months and around Christmas. Dublin from May to August. And it's like cheap as chips. Like a foot passenger is from €31.
No way, really?
Yeah, it's for nothing. Yeah, it's absolutely...
Okay.
I mean, look, and the ferry docks at Douglas. Everything kind of goes into Douglas. So if you're flying in, Ronald's Way, the airport is in the south. So it's 15 minutes by taxi or bus to Douglas. And like during the peak season, what I love about the Isle of Man, and I covered it for a long time for Lonely Planet, is that the peak season, so the summer months, April to October, like you get this full transport with half of it being vintage. So you get like old buses, the steam railway, you get the electric tramway, you get the horse tramway, which is absolutely brilliant. The trammies, which is the horses. Like, it's just a really nice way to get around. I mentioned going into Douglas. I'm very conscious that a very good friend, Jan Hames, is listening, and she lived in the Isle of Man. for many, many years and is just about to move back. So she's listening to me now and I guarantee you she's going, get it right, Fionn, will you?
All right, okay. Let's talk then about all the attractions that Jan is going to bring us to when we visit her in the Isle of Man.
Exactly. So I like the Manx
Museum. We
could do a
broadcast from there.
We could do it. Yes.
Yeah, if the Manx Tourist Board are listening.
I am game.
Yeah.
Kieran, are you?
Myself and Fionn, no price too low.
So no price too low. I'll let you have, you can have me at the old price, yeah, which is pretty much anything you want to give me. The Parliament, it's the oldest democratic parliament in the world, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Yes.
So what's the constitutional relationship between that parliament and Westminster? So it's kind of mildly independent.
Mildly independent.
Diet independence.
Yeah, it has its own parliament. It makes its own laws, etc. And
but it's a protectorate. It's a protectorate UK protectorate
of the UK. But the Manx Museum is really, really good if you want to get a deep dive into all of this. So like everything from Norse history, because obviously the Vikings were here and they established the parliament. All about the Manx language, which is a version of Gaelic. And then the Victorian tourism boom. So Douglas exploded during the Victorian age. And that's when you have like that kind of what I was saying about the vintage trams. That's a throwback to when Douglas was like the height of summer experience, you know, and all along the prom and these beautiful Victorian houses.
And wealthy English Victorians would get the ferry out. Is that it? And spend the summer in Douglas.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, in a weird way, the transport is in itself one of the key attractions. So like, so you got the steam railway that runs from Douglas to Port Erin, and like you can get a day pass for like £20, and it runs right through the countryside in the Victorian stations. So if you're a fan of, say, even though it was filmed in Haworth in Yorkshire, but the railway children, that experience, you know, old fashioned railway stations with steam train. Then you've got the electric tramway, which runs between Douglas and Ramsey, but there's a branch that goes up the tallest mountain on the island, which is Snaefell. And this is nearly 200 years old, a 200-year-old electric tramway.
Really?
Yeah.
That's incredible, actually.
It's really, really.
In fairness.
And then, as I mentioned the trammers, which are the horses. They work these two-hour summer shifts, so on the Douglas Horse Tramway. And they've been operating since 1876. Now, if you're worried about how they're treated, they, when they're done with their shifts, they retire to the home of rest for old horses.
Oh, that's nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to live on the farm in the country.
Yeah. And then, if you're driving on the A5 in the Isle of Man, and we Irish will be absolutely familiar with this. So there's a tradition which is you greet the fairies to avoid bad luck. At the ferry bridge.
That's interesting. So some of those maybe traditions born of kind of the Celtic experience
100%.
Alive there.
Yeah.
So let's talk then. I'm actually looking here at the pictures of the promenade. It's very Victorian, isn't it? Including the Gaiety Theatre.
Yeah.
There you go. I like that. Yeah, there's a real Victorian feel to it.
Now,
What about once you get outside Douglas?
Yeah, so if you're going to the north, you're going to Ramsey, which is the second largest town. It's about, 15 miles from Douglas. So look, it's got this mad big long sandy beach. It's got the prom. It's got harbour and shops. And it's got this really nice, like it's an iron bridge, like a swing bridge.
Mm.
That's quite nice. Also up there is Lady Isabella or the Laxey Wheel, which is probably, this is where I worry about Jan telling me off now. It might be the biggest attraction on the island, as in like the biggest tourist. It's like a big, huge water wheel.
Okay.
It's called Lady Isabella or the Laxey Wheel. And it was built 1864. I mentioned Snaefell, which is the tallest peak on the island.
The water wheel, was that for power generation or what was it?
Yeah, so what it did is it pumped flood water from the zinc mines.
Oh, very good. Okay, yeah.
The mountain now, when I say the tallest mountain on the island, we're talking 620 metres. So it's not,
small mountains.
But you can get up there. Yeah.
We've got one in Kilkenny.
You can get up there on the,
Hill, small mountain.
Behave yourself. How tall is Bandon Hill?
I don't know, but it's not a mountain, technically speaking.
You're being so mid, Kieran. Don't be so mid, as the young people say.
You're mid by trying to sound like
person. I'm terrible. So you can get up, obviously you can get up there by hike. It takes like half an hour tops to get up there on a hike, or the electric tramway will get up there. And on clear days, from the top of Snaefell, you see the Seven Kingdoms. Can you name them?
Okay. England.
Yes.
Scotland.
Yes.
Wales.
Yes.
Ireland.
Yeah.
The Isle of Man.
Yeah.
Brittany?
No.
Oh.
We could spend the next 5 minutes and you won't.
All right, okay. Tell me the last
two. The sea.
Oh, God, that's a joke.
And
go on.
Heaven.
Move on quickly, Fiona.
From spring right until the end of the month, the autumn, there's a cafe at the summit. In the south of the island, Port Erin, which is where the steam railway ends, that's one end. So it's got, again, Victorian hotels, a railway museum and a small bay. I liked when I used to do it for Lonely Planet, Port St. Mary, which is nice. There's a really nice sheltered harbour there and a beach. It's really good for swimming. And then there's the old capital. So Douglas is the capital, but the old capital is Castletown. And so Castle Rushen, which is from the 13th century, is there. And again, these are all like whatever Manx heritage is, MH, you'll see it. So it's the equivalent of English Heritage or National Trust. It's like a protected building operated by like whatever it is, the government museum office.
Yeah.
So it's got like, you know, what do you expect from a 13th century castle? Spiral staircases, tapestries, big thick ones that are just destined to activate your allergies.
And what about petrol heads then, who do want to go
for the Isle of Man, the TT. Okay, so the Tourist Trophy, that runs from,
That's what TT stands for.
Yeah,
Tourist Trophy. I never knew that.
Did you not?
No, I never knew what it
stood for. So the Tourist Trophy, yeah. So it's the series of motorcycle races. And the top one is called the Milwaukee, which is the prestige one. Now, okay, it's unbelievably famous. It's been running well over 100 years. It's mental. So it's run on roads. So they don't have a designated track. They run on the main island roads. And it's a 37-mile loop. So get this, okay? The current record for it is 136 miles per hour average. If you're it's like driving rural roads in Kilkenny at 136 miles per hour. Needless to say, maybe not the world's safest race. Since 1907, there's been 250.
That's over 200 kilometers an hour.
Yeah.
Average.
Yeah,
average. So
mental.
When you take the bends out of it, I mean, they're going well above that then.
So they're zipping it on the straights and then cornering at like ridiculous speeds.
Sick nearly thinking about it.
Yeah, it has its own internal logic. And, you know, I'm not a huge motorcycle race person. I can appreciate from a distance, like...
I don't think I'd go and watch it, though. I think I'd actually feel sick to my stomach watching people drive.
Well, I would sit very much away from the track.
Yeah.
But as I said, there's been 250 fatalities since 1907. Like, this is a dangerous race that people obviously take on.
Well, what about eating in Douglas and around the Isle of Man?
We talked about Market Hall in Douglas, the NOA Market Hall, really good. There's a place called Eatery that I thought was really nice, very vegan friendly. It's got like huevos rancheros, Waikiki bowls, things like that. Tea Junction is nice. The Little Fish Cafe for very good mackerel tacos. If you want cafes with a view, because you want to appreciate the beauty of the island, Sound Cafe in Port Erin. The Victory Cafe, which is on the TT course, which is an old former Cold War radar station converted into a nice cafe.
Oh, nice.
In Laxey, there's the Shed, which is on the beach. You've got take your blankets, nice hot drinks, or Harbour Lights in Peel, which is really nice, with just like get your cake and sit by the harbour. Loads of places to stay, from like straight up B&Bs, like the ones that I recommend, Langtoft Manor, which is a rural B&B on the West Coast, Ramsey Park Hotel, which is very modern, very nice, or the Empress Hotel. If you want to go Victorian style, old school, it's like 104 rooms, sea views, worth the upgrade if you want the sea view. It's really... look, the Isle of Man, I think it's wonderful for a weekend. I think.
Yeah, well, £31 to get in the ferry
as a foot
passenger. I mean, if you were thinking about getting the train down to somewhere in Ireland, I mean, you're paying about as much.
And so the thing is the nice thing is get the ferry across and then use this wonderful selection of vintage transport to get you around the island. It's a tiny island. You don't need a car. Also, parking is ridiculous in Douglas.
Yeah.
I went with a car one time and I regretted it the whole time. I spent half my life driving around trying to find good parking that didn't cost an arm.
All right, listen, sounds good. Fionn, thank you very much. We'll talk to Fionn Davenport at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.